Hello everyone and welcome again to The Secrets of the Phoenix. My name is Nanda and as you know in this podcast, we will talk about Harry Potter and the magic world. So sit back, relax and let the magic begin because the Chamber of Secrets has been opened. In this episode, we are going to be talking about the next class that they had in their first day of school. Something that I think I forgot to mention was that Professor McGonagall is known because she is like, we can say the tutor, the leader, something like that of the Gryffindor house. She is like the tutor of everybody on Gryffindor. The next class that they had after Professor McGonagall's class was their flying class, where they were going to learn for the first time to fly in their brooms. This class was taught by Madame Hooch. That's the name of the professor. So they were, of course, at the garden. They were there. They were in a line, and their brooms were in front of everybody. They were placed in order, and everybody was everybody had their own broom. So Madame Hooch gave them like the welcome. She was like, welcome to your flying class. And then she was like, okay, now what are you waiting? Please stand at the right side of your broom. Put your hand up in front of you and they just say up. So this was so the broom can go to their hand. So it was like up in the broom should go to their hand. Who do you think was the first person to make it in the class? I'm gonna give you 3 seconds to guess. 3, 2, 1. If you say Harry Potter, you're totally right. Harry just put his hand up and then he was up. And the broom just came to his hand. Harry was, of course, really surprised because he didn't thought he was going to make it at the first try. And also Hermione was real surprised because she looked at him and she was like, how do you do that? But there was also another person that could make it at the first try. We can say he was the second in the class that made it. And I'm gonna give you 3 seconds of guessing who it was. 3, 2, 1. If you say Draco Malfoy, you're right. Draco also get his broom at the first try. He just make it and he was really proud. And in the movie, you can saw that Draco looked at Harry with a really, really dirty look. He was like, He was really proud because of that. I think he was thinking in his mind, like, I can do that also, Potter. You are not so famous. You are not so good. So then the other one started to make it, and Ron, when he tried to make his broom go up to his hand, actually he get kicked by his broom. This was really funny, but of course Ron didn't find it funny. So then the Madame Hooch gave them the next instructions. That was that they were going to go up their broom and they were going to slightly hit the floor with their foot. And then they were just going to levitate for a few seconds and they were going to come back to the floor. So that was just a simple instruction. Anybody find it hard? Everything was good, and I think it was a good start. Just levitate a little bit in your broom so you can adjust a little bit of on how does it feel, on how you're supposed to do it, to have a little bit of control and everything like that. So she was going to give the order when they were going to do that instructions. But so then everybody went on their brooms. But before she gave the instruction, some little kid accidentally his broom start fly and starts to take him away of the group. And I'm gonna give you 3 seconds of answer who was this. 3, 2, 1. If you say Ron Weasley, you're wrong. It was not Ron Weasley, it was Neville. Neville Longbottom, the little guy that we saw that he lost his frog and everything like that. He was the little poor guy that unfortunately was really dirty played by his broom. So the broom takes him a part of the group. The broom was controlling him. He was not controlling the broom. He didn't know what to do and he was really scary. And of course Harry and Hermione and Ron were shouting from him. He was like, they were like, Neville, Neville, what are you doing? You cannot do that. Neville, come back. Neville, Neville. And Madame Hooch was also like, Mr. Longbottom, I didn't give the order, you need to come back. But like I said before, Neville didn't have the control. He was being controlled by his broom. So he was really scared and he didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to stop it. So the broom just take him so far away. He was spinning around. He was hitting the walls with the broom. It was really chaotic. All of that was really chaotic. So after a few minutes of being flying around with no sense of direction, he got stuck in a sculpture. He was there and he was stuck in, we can say it was a sculpture. It was a little, well, no, it wasn't little. It was at the top of one tower and they were two swords together. It was a knight with two swords together. So he got stuck at one of the swords. His rope was stuck in one of the swords. So he was there and of course he was so freaked out. He was really, really, really embarrassed and he was feeling really scared because of that, because he was really high. He was a really high place. He was just there being attached on that swords. He didn't know what to do. He was really scared and it was really scarier when his rope started to break. No, poor Neville, his rope just starts to break and break and break. And then all the students were like seeing, like they were down him and they were seeing up. They were like leaning their heads towards him and they were really, 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 really worried. And also Madame Hooch was really worried. So then Neville's rope broke. It tears apart. It was tearing apart, and it teared apart until he fell. He fell. It was a really long distance fall. So Neville broke a wrist. His wrist was broken. He was injured. So then Madame Hooch approached him. She runs towards him. She was like, Neville. Well, of course it was not like that, but he runs towards him. And she helped Neville to get up, and then she was like, oh, poor baby, oh my god, it's the wrist, oh, sorry. So then Madame Hooch told everybody that she was going to take Neville to the nurse office, and they were going to make Neville feel good, and she gave an advertisement. She was like, "I hope to not see anybody flying around the garden. I hope not to see anybody on their brooms, because if that happened, you're going to be expelled of Hogwarts before you can even pronounce the word Quidditch." So this was an advertisement of not going on the brooms, not trying to fly on the brooms, and just be a obedient kid, just to be a good boy, just to be a good girl, and stay on their places without causing any troubles. That was easy. So then Madame Hooch go away, and at the grass, Draco saw a little crystal ball. He saw a little crystal ball, and like anybody would do, he approached and he took it. And I forgot to mention this because I don't know why, but I forgot. When they were sorted in their houses, Neville was sorted in Gryffindor. If you didn't know, Neville is a Gryffindor. He is also with Hermione, with Harry, and with Ron. So when they were at the dining room, when they were eating, they received the mail. And Neville received a little box, and in that little box he received a little crystal ball, and he didn't know what it was, he didn't know who sent it, blah 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 blah. So he was like, "What's this?" And then another character, his name is Dean, he's also a Gryffindor, he says like, "Oh my god, look everybody, Neville received a reminder." And Neville was like, "A reminder?" And then Hermione says, "I know, what's that? A reminder, it's an artifact. It's an instrument that it turns red. It turns in a red color if you forgot something." And Neville was holding the crystal ball, the reminder. And then he was like, "Okay." And suddenly the reminder started to turn red, like Hermione said. That means that Neville forgot something. But Neville was like, "The problem here is that I don't remember what I forgot." So I think the reminders that are a little bit unnecessary, because of course you can have an artifact that holds you when you forgot something, but does not tell you what you forget, so it's a little bit unuseful. So, well, that's my personal opinion, don't come for me please. Well, and we were talking about this crystal ball that Malfoy found. It was the reminder of Neville. So like I said before, all of the other students were like gathering around in a circle, and then Draco approached to the Slytherins, to the ones that were his classmates, and he said, "Did you see his face? If he was using this, he would remind to fall on his butt." So everybody of Slytherin and a few Ravenclaws started to laugh, but guess who was not laughing? Mr. Harry Potter. Mr. Harry Potter was the only person that was not laughing at that. So he approached Draco and he was like, "Give it to me, Malfoy." And then Draco turns around and he faced Harry and he was like, "No. Let's see if Longbottom can find it." And then what did you think it happened? What do you think it's going to happen? Then Draco, of course, didn't make any importance to Madame Hooch's instructions. He went on his broom and he started to fly. So he was like, "Let's see if Longbottom can found his little reminder on the roof." On the roof? How are you going to put a little reminder that it's not yours in the top of the room of a castle? That's really, really bad, Malfoy. Why did you do that? So then Draco went around the circle so he can show everybody that he was an expert on flying. And yeah, Draco was really good on flying. I didn't know that he was good at flying, but he was. So then Draco went far of the group. He was like on the sky, he was flying, and then he saw Harry that was down there on the grass, and he was like, "What's up, Potter? Is this not of your league?" So of course Draco, what he was to make Harry angry, and he just wanted to make Harry go in troubles. After this, what did you think it happened? Do you think Harry went on his broom and followed him? Do you think Harry was a good kid and he just stayed there? Do you think they were looking for a teacher so they can spoil Draco? What do you think it happened? Well, we will see that in the next episode. But for now, mischief managed.